Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Our subject today is the unlimited God. The unlimited God. The Bible text is from Job chapter 36, verse 22 to 24. It says, God is exalted in his power. Who is a teacher like him? Who has prescribed his ways for him? Or said to him, you have done wrong? Remember, to extol his work, which men have praised in song. Glory to God. God's power is unlimited. Hallelujah. He needs no teacher to tell him what to do or how to correct him. God is infinite. God is all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He's all-capable. There are no limits to what God can do. He is limitless. Yet despite this, to their own harm, his followers tend to minimize God. Unlimited power by erroneous thinking. He wants us to receive the unlimited, immeasurable, boundless blessings of God. In our own limited human understanding, we often limit God, but the Word of God tells us that we serve a God who is unlimited in power, in capacity, in knowledge, in compassion, in grace, and in holiness. No human being is able to understand our limitless God. Many have talked about the greatness of God, and then they continue to worry about their life. When I read the Acts of Jesus and the Acts of the Apostles, I see the power and miracles. When I read of Smith Wigglesworth or David Hathaway or others, I see the same power being unveiled. What happened in the Bible can happen today. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 12, I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father. When we read the book of our Acts, we see that greater things of the apostles performed. The problem today is that we forget these things. Many believers even deny that these things are still happening today. They say miracles stopped when the apostles died. Even the Israelites forgot what God had done for them. We read that in Psalm 78, verse 40 to 42. How often they rebelled against him in the desert and grieved him in the wasteland. Again and again they put God to the test. They vexed the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his power, the day he redeemed them from the oppressor. They forgot the greatness of God and rather worshipped idols. If we turn this limitless God into a limited God, we make him to be an idol. God said in Malachi 3:6, for I am the Lord, I do not change. I am the Lord, I do not change. In Hebrews 13:8, It says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our God has no limits, and He never changes. Now, some people, they say God's improving. No, He cannot. He's already everything. The power that He displayed is still active today. And the same miracles that happened in old times are still happening today. Praise the Lord. Jesus instructed the disciples to wait for the Holy Spirit. He said, "You will receive power. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." He said, just wait, but then you start. So the power must be revealed. It must be manifested. And therefore, start looking for the Holy Spirit in your life and act according to it. God said He never changes. That means He has the same power as ever before. We turn away from the unbelief of the Israelites. We trust in the great unlimited God. He can do miracles beyond number. He can do things that are not. Paul wrote to the Romans chapter 4, 17, God who gave life to the dead calls things that are not as though they were. He calls things that are not as though they were. We have to start to call things that are not as though they were. In our own lives, in our own ministry. The Israelites put their own limitations on God's intervention in their lives by failing to remember His historically demonstrated power, signs, and wonders. Like Israel of old, we too at times have limited God. Not necessarily deliberately, but we still often diminish our expectations of His endless power on our behalf. We consider Him as less than omnipotent. We doubt His constant willingness, His constant willingness to bless. We do not remember His power, His miraculous signs, His wonders. He said, "I am the Lord and I change not. I am the Lord and I change not." He knows forever the same. He is forever the same all-powerful God who delights in blessing His people. So don't limit our limitless God. Jesus healed all who came to Him by faith. Peter healed many people. The Apostle Peter, he had a remarkable record of ministering divine healing. Philip had great healings in Samaria. God, through a disciple named Ananias, healed Paul from blindness. Not just Jesus, but believers constantly healed the sick. Do not limit God's healing only while Jesus was here on earth. Do not restrict God to healing only through apostles. In fact, it is the honor and the privilege of all believers to lay hands on the sick and to see them recover. God said in Exodus 23, verse 25, Worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and water. You see this? Mm-hmm. Worship the Lord, and his blessing will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you. For the worshipper of God, he is the Lord who will take away sickness from among you. This taking away of sickness is one of God's blessings for the worshipper of God. It is also one of God's benefits for his children. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits, who forgives all our sins and heals us from our diseases. Don't limit God in his desire to bless you. It says in Exodus 15, verse 26, he said, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of these diseases I brought on the Egyptians, but I am the Lord who heals you. I am the Lord who heals you. Praise God. Hallelujah. For the believer, God is not the afflicted with diseases, but he's a healer from disease. Mm-hmm. There are people who say, maybe God is not willing to heal me, maybe he wants to teach me something and I can be a blessing to others. No. Why do you believe that God wants to teach you something, but then you run to the doctor? You want to get medicine to get healed. So you're actually frustrating God's plan. Yeah, God who wants to teach you something through your sickness. So remain sick. Don't go to the doctor. This unsound teaching. When a leper said to Jesus, if you are willing, you can heal me. And Jesus said, I am willing. I am willing. Don't limit the Lord in the realm of healing. God's power is unlimited and he's willing to heal. Praise God. There are people who think that miracles stopped when the apostles died. That is wrong, because God said, I change not. Remember, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus performed miracles in the first century, and he's the same today, as he still does miracles. Neither God the Father nor the Son Jesus Christ have ever changed. They work miracles among the people in times of old. They continue to work miracles in modern times too. Don't limit God's miraculous acts only in the past. Do not limit the extent of what God can do. God's power is unlimited. In 2 Kings we read of a woman who experienced a miracle. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 to 7. Verse 3 it says, Elisha said, go around and ask all your neighbors to empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into the jars, and as each is filled, put it on one side. Verse 6. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, bring me another one. But he replied, there is no jar left. Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay your debts. you and your sons can live on what is left. Don't limit God's ability to provide supernaturally. Through the prophet Elisha, God was going to provide a miraculous supply of valuable oil for the destitute widow. Elisha understood God's unlimited power and his limitless care for his people. God miraculously filled every single jar, brimmed full, and delivered the widow from her poverty. Do you need a miracle in your life today? Don't ask just for a little of God's help. There are no limits to what God can do to help you. His ability to meet your need is without boundaries or restrictions. God has no limits. Yes, there are no boundaries to his power. Don't limit God and what he can do for you and through you. Remember Jesus miraculously multiplying the loaves and fish, feeding thousands of people. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Remember Abraham and Isaac in Genesis 22 on Mount Moriah. Jehovah Jireh. It says in Genesis 22:14, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. And God miraculously provided a ram for the sacrifice. Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all you need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Don't underestimate God's ability and his willingness to provide for you, because his bounty is unlimited. The Bible also tells many stories with examples of God's sovereign supernatural protection and deliverance of his people. Remember the three Hebrew men in the fiery furnace. Remember Daniel in the lion's den. Remember Peter, who was delivered from prison by an angel. The angel of the Lord is encamping around and delivering those who fear God. Psalm 91 tells us that thousands are falling around us, but it will not come near you. It will not come near you if you're a believer of God. Don't underestimate God's limitless ability to protect you and your family. Matthew 9:28-30 says, the blind man came to him and he asked them, do you believe that I am able to do this? Yes, Lord, they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith will it be done to you. And their sight was restored. Don't put boundaries on God and what he can do in your life. Healing, miracles, provision, protection, and many more. According to your faith, these things and more will be done for you. Believe God's report in the Bible. Don't limit our loving God. A missionary was on his way home when robbers wanted to attack him. When he approached the robbers, They were shocked because they saw many people surrounding the missionary. Angels appeared to them. When the mob wanted to attack a church and destroy everything and everyone on the ground, they were stopped by the sight of many heavily armed policemen, the angels who protected them. Jesus fed 5,000 men and another time 4,000 men plus their families with five small loaves and two small fish and a couple of fish. God has no limits to multiply. No limits. The Bible gives many names of God which describe the limitless power of God. Jehovah Elohim, the eternal creator. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Adonai, the Lord our sovereign master. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. Jehovah Tzedekel, the Lord our righteousness. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Jehovah Elyon, the Lord Most High. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah Eloheinu, the Lord our God. Jehovah Eloheka, the Lord your God. Jehovah Elohai, the Lord my God. Jehovah Makadishkem, the Lord our sanctifier. Jehovah Hosenu, the Lord our maker. When you call upon the name of the Lord, remember these meanings. Our God has no limits. He is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. That means he has all the power, he knows everything, and he can be at every place in the whole world at the same time. There are no limits to God. Since the Holy Spirit lives in us, we have the same limitlessness. There is nothing that we cannot perform. There's nothing that we cannot perform because the greater one lives in us. The greater one who is limitless makes us limitless, that we can do things that nobody can. Praise the Lord.